You must mean Owajumi. He's sitting just over there, you know. With his one hand, Nobu pointed toward another tier where Owajumi sat, laughing about something, with Karin next to him. She must have spotted me, for she gave a little smile and then leaned in to say something to Owajumi, who looked in our direction.
He was never much of a wrestler, Nobu said. He liked to slam his opponents with his shoulder. It never worked, stupid man, but it broke his collarbone plenty of times.
By now, the wrestlers had all entered the building and stood around the base of the mound. One by one, their names were announced, and they climbed up and arranged themselves in a circle facing the audience. Later, as they made their way out of the hall again so the wrestlers of the opposing side could begin their procession, Nobu said to me,
"That rope in a circle on the ground marks the ring. The first wrestler to be shoved outside it or to touch the mound with anything but his feet is the loser. It may sound easy, but how would you like to try pushing one of those giants over that rope?"
"I suppose I could come up behind him with wooden clappers," I said, "and hope to scare him so badly he'd jump out."
"Be serious," Nobu said.
I won't pretend this was a particularly clever thing for me to have said, but it was one of my first efforts at joking with a man. I felt so embarrassed I couldn't think what to say. Then the chairman leaned toward me.
"Nobu-san doesn't joke about sumo," he said quietly.
"I don't make jokes about the three things that matter most in life," Nobu said. "Sumo, business, and war."
"My goodness, I think that was a sort of joke," Mameha said. "Does that mean you're contradicting yourself?"
"If you were watching a battle," Nobu said to me, "or for that matter, sitting in the midst of a business meeting, would you understand what was happening?"
I wasn't sure what he meant, but I could tell from his tone that he expected me to say no.
"Oh, not at all," I answered.
"Exactly. And you can't expect to understand what's going on in sumo, either. So you can laugh at Mameha's little jokes, or you can listen to me and learn what it all means." "He's tried to teach me about it over the years," the chairman said quietly to me, "but I'm a very poor student."
"The chairman is a brilliant man," Nobu said. "He's a poor student of sumo because he doesn't care about it. He wouldn't be even here this afternoon, except that he was generous enough to accept my proposal that Iwamura Electric be a sponsor of the exhibition."